A short presentation, as in a Zen koan, lends strength and immediacy to the essential point of the great matter. Good morning. Do we know what the great matter is? Do we know the great matter is why we are sitting Zazen? Of the many experiences Zazen will reveal, none is so stark and rich as the great matter. To step into this big, unknown great matter, we take one big backward step to find out. We find out through practice. If you don't know what your practice is or what practice means, run into Dokusan with your hair on fire and get going. Find out. Because in the Zen tradition, we don't have another way. We don't look for another way. We stop looking around for an escape or something more interesting to do or to think. But as we are here today, signed up for a weekend of sitting Zazen, we have a practice. It's already been given to us. We need to practice it. And one day, practice will crack something open. It is possible to know in the Zen knowing way the moment before anything moves. This is what we step backwards into, the moment before anything moves. How this happens is wildly unexpected, unexplainable, and not at all predictable. What keeps us tethered to not stepping backward into this is we only know how to walk forward. An entire life is built on going forward. Since our first baby step, we have probably continued to keep walking forward. But not today, and not now. Sit back a bit more into yourself so that you can begin to practice sincerely Zazen. It is helpful to know the brambles and the weeds that come up while we are sitting Zazen. And you can be on the lookout for these. The round of Zazen is a very sincere and genuine round. The brambles always start with I want this. I want this talk to end. I want to move and go outside. I don't want that. I don't want to be dull and sleepy, but I am so tired. I can't do this practice. In fact, I can't do anything very well. I am not qualified. I am overly qualified. I have reached the summit. I have no idea where the summit is. These are the I brambles. They form a thick kelp forest. And yet, practice has a profound way of seeing into the source of identifying with these brambles and weeds. Zen speaks quite plainly. Our eyes are horizontal. Can you adjust your posture right now so that your eyes are horizontal? And notice how you feel. It's a fact. It's an essential fact that is true. Our back aches between the shoulder blades. The wall is light yellow in the morning sun. Brambles and weeds, they grab our ankles, hold us down until we write an entire story called I, the Bramble. Who else could it star? We star in that story. We star in that round of Zazen. But that I can loosen its grip. It can't do it, but it can be done to it. If we but continue. Sincere practice, combined with following the session schedule today, are sharp enough to liberate from this entanglement. An introductory koan in our Zen tradition goes like this. In a well that has not been dug, water from a spring that does not flow is rippling. Someone with no shadow or form is drawing the water. In a well that has not been dug, water from a spring that does not flow is rippling. Someone with no shadow or form is drawing the water. In a well that has not been dug, can you imagine such a well? Do you imagine a big spacious cavern in the ground, a hole, holding water, yet not being dug out? How can this be? Don't get caught here with the words. How easy it is to get caught. How easy it is to imagine. But this type of thinking is the ordinary forward step thinking. It's a big bramble, and it's not even in disguise. The backward step goes into practice and ceases understanding with ordinary mind. For ordinary mind and logic are not useful or relevant here. In fact, they are no good at the precise moment that we want to habitually use them. The master of this koan goes on for two more lines. He says, water from a spring that does not flow is rippling. Someone with no shadow or form is drawing the water. Take heart, because we know this spring that does not flow, and we know this someone with no shadow or form. At tea ceremony this morning, did you not drink a cup from the rippling spring, from a well that has not been dug? Sincere Zazen practice will require three big steps today. The first is the preciseness of the Zazen schedule. It's okay to resist. Resist all you want, but still adhere to the schedule. That resistance is a powerful eye bramble and has something to teach. The schedule requires us to move, to not move, when to walk, even how fast or how slow to walk, when to stir, when not to speak. Many things get taken away today. So if you find yourself bumping up against one or two of those that you don't like, tell yourself to practice. It's okay. And still adhere to the schedule. Something will be revealed through that resistance. We are not meant to be frozen machines today, setting our jaws, setting our spine. You know, that is not the Zen way. Another big step into practice is to not dialogue with it or to judge it. And the third big step is you will have moments where you can sense you are on the edge of your practice revealing something other than just you yourself sitting here. It will take a deep trust to simply remain still and be there. As this practice is a process, we must give it time to let the process happen. Don't make the mistake you are here today to get an answer to a question or a dilemma. This is not the direction to go in. Instead, sit solid, but not rigid. Sit solid and practice Zazen. A monk asked a master, did the Buddhas and the ancestral teachers have the intention of tricking people? The master replied, tell me, do rivers and lakes have any intention of obstructing people? Although rivers and lakes have no intention of obstructing people, still, people can't cross them. So they become barriers from a human standpoint. Do rivers and lakes have any intention of obstructing people? Practice. In one breath, we liberate and illuminate the well that has not been dug. We have each other's support today in loosening ourselves from the grip of our name and rank. So let us go in that direction. It's as if we could run in slow motion right into today with ourselves and with what is happening. Have a good rest of your weekend. And together with all beings, we attain the way.